In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor celebrates the revival of the Green Observer on the U of I campus.
To be conscious of the environmental challenges people face as world population approaches 7 billion is to grapple with the loss of hope now and again. If that's where I left you with last week's commentary, which focused on the list that documents threatened wildlife, this week, let me call your attention to a document with a more positive vibe. It's the just-published edition of the Green Observer magazine, which is available now at locations on and around the University of Illinois campus. If you've been around the U of I in recent years, you may remember seeing one or another of the earlier incarnations of the Green Observer, but the current model aims higher than any of those did. The driving force behind the new Green Observer is editor-in-chief and designer Emily Cross, a third-year student majoring in political science and earth systems with a concentration in environment and society. When we spoke recently, Cross said that one of the goals of the magazine is to provide students with information that's useful on a day-to-day basis. Toward that end, it contains a calendar of upcoming environmental events, for example, as well as articles with tips to help students reduce their own environmental impacts. But Cross also emphasized that she hopes the Green Observer will help students to understand their roles on campus and in the world differently. On a campus this size, she said, it's easy to look around and think, I can't make a difference. But students have brought important changes to campus, and they continue to do that. Along those lines, one article in the current Green Observer tells the story of the 8-year effort by students to bring wind power to the U of I campus, which was finally canceled this past spring. While the students involved did not achieve their ultimate goal, the story of their struggle provides an excellent reminder of just how much they brought to the table. Other stories in the current issue encourage student engagement by reporting on activities few are even aware of. For example, one student writes about volunteering to help with a prairie burn at a university-owned natural area in northeast Urbana. In his words, the smell of smoke and the sights and sounds of 10-foot-high flames are simply unforgettable. I should emphasize that the Green Observer itself represents an opportunity for students to get involved. No fewer than 14 wrote articles for the current issue, and others provided artwork, photographs, and more. Students involved with the Green Observer represent a wide range of disciplines, from earth systems, engineering and political science, to economics, business, and a variety of others. Cross reported that even in the short time since the current issue went into circulation, she's been contacted by a number of students who are eager to contribute to the next one. Can the new Green Observer expand the cohort of students who are engaged with environmental concerns beyond the membership of existing green organizations? That's a sincere hope of everyone involved, and it explains in part why the magazine is being distributed as a printed object, not just online. The Green Observer is a program of the University YMCA, and you can pick up your own copy of it there. It's also available at a number of campus businesses or online at greenobservermagazine.com.
Rob Cantor is the senior writer with the Environmental Change Institute at the University of Illinois. To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or to see photos, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. Support for Environmental Almanac is provided by the University of Illinois Department of Atmospheric Sciences.